Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, 8:40 on this Wednesday morning. Nice looking day out there, but it has cooled off a lot. Feels more like November. This morning, we'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. We say good morning right now to the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, Thelma Castillo. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You and I were just talking off the air a little bit about what a strange year this has been, but not necessarily a bad year, just a very different kind of year.
Absolutely. I mean, just think how November has been so far. I know today's a little cooler, but we had great weather in November. Who would ever have thought that would have happened, right?
Absolutely.
It goes along with everything else. It's been different in 2020.
Yeah. And so you've had to change the way that you do a lot of things. You have probably logged more hours on Zoom this year than you ever imagined, huh?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I think before 2020, I had only done Zoom once. I didn't know that was the name of it. So when we started doing it, I didn't even know really about Zoom. And it really has changed the way we've delivered our messaging to our members, the way we do our programming. And we've had some benefits from it because we're reaching many, many more businesses than ever with them by using that tool, that technology of Zoom. People can actually tune in right when we're having an event, or they can go onto our website or our Facebook page and get it later. And I think it's very practical for the business person who may not have that specific time frame available, but then they can do it at a later point in time. And so our reach is really bigger than ever.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's going to be with us for the foreseeable future, even beyond COVID. Once things get back to normal, as we're all optimistic that they will get back to normal, we can have more in-person events. To have that Zoom in option for somebody that can't physically be there is a big convenience.
It is, and we're not the only organization doing it. I know people are a little fatigued by Zoom, but I still think it's a very practical technology to use when you want to reach a greater and bigger audience. And it is going to be part of our programming next year in 2021. We're not just going to shut that piece off if we do go back to pre-COVID. We don't know what that would look like because we haven't been given that go ahead. And as you know, the numbers are going back up, not only in the country, but in our county. And, you know, we were having very good success of keeping those numbers down, but the numbers are creeping back up. And so therefore we're going back to having our programs on Zoom for the month of November. Unfortunately, we cannot have a business after five. After talking to Dr. Mercantat, she just said, well, you know, if they're going to have alcohol, they have to sit at a table. And our people tend to roam around talking to various different people, not just sitting at a table. So we didn't think it was practical. We wanted to make sure we're being safe, keeping our members safe, keeping everyone safe. And so we chose not to have it this month. But, you know, we do have some other events that are coming up. We have a lunch and learn today at noon on nutrition. We have an art ceremony, which is a different type of programming. We're unveiling art at the Michigan Mutual Building on November 19th at 4 p.m. And then we're really excited to have Brian Calley from the Small Business Association of Michigan. He's going to be doing a webinar for us on December 1st. And we wanted to bring him in on 2020. We didn't think it'd be this way, but, we're going to take what we can get, and hopefully people will tune in to hear his messaging. And he's always right on top of things of what's happening for a small business owner.
All these things are on the website, the Blue Water Area Chamber website, which it looks like you've revamped the website a little bit recently. Is that right?
We sure have. We have made it more user-friendly, so you can find the information that you're looking for. We have a new look to it. Our Facebook page, our posts are looking different as well. We have a new staff person that's been making some of those changes. And when you have the right person doing those things, everything looks better, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what it's all. I just noticed that this morning, went on the website and said, oh, that looks a little different. It is very very user-friendly, very nice. Very nice indeed.
So what's the best thing about all of this, Paul, is that, you know, again, we're a membership organization, and we really want to bring value to our members. And with COVID, we were concerned about how do we make sure we're still delivering value and people wanting to be connected to us. And I'll tell you, these last couple of months, in the month of October, we had 8 new members, 8 businesses join. And so far in November, we already had 6 new businesses join. So although our numbers are lower, we're about 60 new members for the year. We're normally a little higher than that. You know, we didn't do a whole lot in March, April, May, and June, what I mean in terms of going out there and seeking out businesses, because we didn't think it was appropriate to actually go out and recruit businesses to join. But people were still coming to us because of all the things that they saw on our Facebook page and our website. And so it's also very important to us that we keep those fresh, new, and exciting. And people will want to go and look at it. So we're very excited about the things that have happened in 2020 despite COVID.
I know that this year has been tough on a lot of businesses. And yes, we have lost some great businesses along the way. But I've also seen people starting new businesses this year, which in the midst of COVID-19, to be able to launch a business and get it off the ground, wow, that's a really big deal.
It is, and I think it's given people an opportunity to say, you know what, I've always wanted this dream, why not do it now? We're a little surprised by some of that, but hey, if you want to dream something and you want to go big, now is the time to get going on that because, you know, you want to be ready for 2021, and we are surprised. We've gotten some of those new businesses joining the chamber because they looked at our pages, they looked at our website, and they said, you know, we want to have access to those resources, so they came on board, which is exciting for us. You know, we're here to help small businesses as much as we can. We have resources not only from our chamber, but we have connections with other chambers, and we tend to bring that information to our members as well.
You know, Thelma, we got good news this week about a vaccine that will, you know, hopefully be available in 2021, and, you know, we can, you know, maybe by the end of next year put COVID behind us and resume normal life. But in the meantime, the numbers are, as you indicated, going up locally, statewide, nationally. What kind of concerns do you have as we head into the holiday season that's going to look and feel very different this year?
You know, it makes me sad that things won't be like they were in 2019. Holidays is when you bring people together, you bring friends together, you bring family together, and people celebrate. And I think it's going to be really tough on everyone if we go back to the shutdown, lockdown, which it looks like we might be going heading that way because of the numbers. And, you know, that brings a lot of depression and sadness to people if they cannot see people. And so it gives me some concern that it will isolate people and people will, you know, do things that they normally wouldn't have done because they couldn't be around family. You know, everyone's trying to protect themselves, but it is tough. I've heard a few more people getting the virus, and, you know, it makes me realize, you know, even though we all have thought it's real, it really is real. We really got to take care of ourselves to make sure that we are not infecting others and we're not infecting ourselves. And, you know, we have to follow the rules in terms of making sure that our businesses are in compliance so they can continue to do what they need to do. But I think it's going to be tough on a lot of businesses come December and January, because, you know, in a lot of ways, those are slower months for retail in general. And if people can't go to the stores and stuff, I think it's going to be tough on a lot of people.
Well, it is indeed. It's been a tough year and not over yet, but, you know, it's got a lot of businesses that persevere. And of course, the chamber helps keep all those folks together, networking and keeping a positive attitude, because that's important too, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're always trying to bring the sunshine in people's life. But you know what, Paul? COVID, the coronavirus is not going to go away. Well, maybe we'll have a vaccine so we learn how to live with it. It's going to be around. It's just going to be around like all the other diseases that have been around in our lifetime, but maybe you're not getting them because you've taken the vaccine. I just think people have to realize that we're not going to be pre-COVID any. There's no way we're going to go back to a pre-normalcy.
Yeah. You're right.
If there's such a word. But it is going to be different in terms of how we learn to live with it. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to stay positive. We need to make sure people feel good about coming into your business location, you know, making sure you feel customers feel safe and that your employees feel safe. And we have to just readjust and pivot and do things differently. But that's not a bad thing, to do things differently.
Absolutely.
And the chamber has found that out, that, you know, you can do a lot of good things, even though we cannot be in person.
Go to the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce website or their Facebook page. Get updated on all the things going on, all the webinars and Zoom meetings and things like that. Thelma, appreciate the information. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Enjoy the sunshine.
I will. Thanks. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.